Hello, it's the 2nd of June. I'm Steve-O. This is your Bedford News in 100 seconds. A Bedford married couple were responsible for the abuse of a number of children over a period of 20 years, a Luton court heard. Following a five-week trial, 52-year-old Martin Bayes was found guilty of 15 counts of rape, threatening a child and other assault-related charges. He received a 22-year sentence with an additional licence of 5 years added to the term. His wife, Diane, 53, will be imprisoned for 5 years after being found culpable of assault, child cruelty and the encouragement of sexual behaviour between minors. Ben Searle, a detective sergeant with Beds Police, said he hoped the victims, who have all experienced dreadful abuse, can get some closure and move forward with their lives. Several trains between Bedford and Luton will be replaced by buses at the beginning of next month due to overnight track and system maintenance. The disruption will take place between 11 p.m. on Saturday night to around 8 o'clock the following morning. Swedish ball bearing manufacturer SKF has announced a closure date for its Sundon Park Luton factory. The factory will close by the end of next year and move operations to Poznań in Poland, eliminating 300 jobs. Sarah Owen, the Labour MP for Luton North, labelled it as a blow for our town and regional economy. Aldo Cedrone, the company's president, commented that it was a difficult decision. Luton's Alex Hollowell Rolfe won a £50,000 jackpot playing Mecca Bingo on the same bank holiday weekend that Luton Town Football Club received promotion to the Premier League. Miss Hollywell Rolfe plans to place a down payment on a house, something she thought never possible. That's all for this week. Have a very enjoyable weekend. I'll be back on Monday with your Bedford News updates.